State lawmakers are voting on a new rule governing what words New Hampshire drivers can have on their vanity license plates. And NHPR's Emily Corwin reports.
It all started in 2010 when a man named David Montenegro requested a vanity license plate with the 7-character phrase, "Cops lie." The DMV denied the application, the case made its way to the state Supreme Court, and David Montenegro won. He's since changed his legal name to the word human. The New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union argued in support of Montenegro. Attorney Gilles Bissonnette recalls the court's decision.
The prior rule was as follows. They were permitted to deny a license plate if a reasonable person would find the plate offensive to good taste. And one of the things the court said there was that the regulation on its face encourages arbitrary and discriminatory enforcement.
The state Supreme Court deemed the existing DMV rule unconstitutionally vague. So the Department of Safety wrote a new set of interim rules, which went into effect last May. Here's Department spokesman Michael Todd reading the subjects outlawed in the interim rule.
A, intimate body parts or genitals. B, sexual or excretory acts or functions. C, words or terms of profanity or obscenity. D, violence. E, illegal activities. F, intoxicants, drugs, or drug culture.
Stop there. Intoxicants, even legal intoxicants, that got David Adams in a huff. Adams runs a craft brewery tour on weekends. He has to meet me at a hopping new brewery in Kittery, Maine called Tributary. There, he explained, he named his first tour bus Greta the Growler Getter.
Greta has beer bus for a license plate, and we were pretty happy to get it.
Adams says his customers have tripled in number from 500 in 2013 to 1,600 in 2014. So he recently bought another bus and tried to get another vanity plate.
So we applied for NH Beer, Growler, and Brew Bus. All three were denied.
When Adams went back to read through the interim rule, he found not only were references to intoxicants no longer accepted, but that he may have to surrender his existing beer bus vanity plate, too. He says if lawmakers approve final rules on Friday that exclude references to legal inebriants on vanity plates,
we're willing to fight it. We're not sure how to do it yet, but I've had lawyers call me and offer to work for us pro bono to help get this thing through.
Attorney Gilles Bissonnette with New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union says Adams would likely have a case, but it probably won't come to that. Michael Todd with the Department of Safety says no statements were made in person or in writing during the public hearing process. Nevertheless, the final proposal going before the Rules Committee on Friday was released earlier this week. It now only restricts vanity plates with references to illegal intoxicants. Of course, Todd says that could change on Friday.
The final content of the rule will depend on the process.
But for now, things are looking up for David Adams, for Greta, his brewery tour bus, and for anyone else who wants to share their love of beer or anything else you can legally drink on the road. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.